If you are looking for something to do this summer with your kids and or your friends, we've got tickets to Disneyland coming up on the World Famous K-Rock. It is the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, people are dumb. A New Jersey burglar called a Lyft and then got in it when he needed to leave. And it turns out that wasn't a Lyft. That was a cop car. The guys that tried to dress up like a bear and trash their own cars just for the insurance have been sentenced. What's up with Florida? There's a twerking teacher. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. Today's a strange one. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Sick New World tickets in Vegas to see System of a Down, Korn, and Evanescence. And we will continue to give you tickets to Disneyland. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're drunk.
It's a group of people dressing up as bears and trashing their own cars for insurance money.
People are dumb. It's coming up on K-Rock. They dressed in bear costumes and tried to swindle the car insurance companies. People are dumb. It's coming up right after Turnstile on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
An update tonight on the case of some clever criminals, a group of people dressing up as bears and trashing their own cars for insurance money.
I'm going to argue with the word clever because they were clearly just people in a bear costume. They fooled nobody.
And CBS LA assignment editor Mike Rogers at the desk. Mike, they weren't that clever because, of course, they were caught and now sentenced.
Yeah, I think it was the opposable thumbs in the video that gave them away when this whole thing was caught on security camera.
Yeah, there was a security camera that caught people dressed up like bears climbing into their luxury cars. One of them was a Rolls Royce and two Mercedes. And then, like, tearing up the seats and trying to ruin it as much as they could. And then they went to the insurance company and said, hey, man, a bear ripped up my car. I need money.
We'll show you the video here. These people dressed up in these bear costumes and then allegedly ransacked their own cars. There it is, the bear climbing through the front seat here.
They turned in the security footage to the insurance companies, and the insurance companies, which are basically paid to say no, looked at it and said, hey, no.
California Department of Insurance prosecuted this case. Everybody involved in this, or three out of the four people involved in this, were all sentenced to 180 days in jail, but it's 180 days in weekend jail.
I had no idea weekend jail was a thing.
So they are free during the week, and then they check themselves into jail on the weekends, and they do that for 180 days.
Dude, I've done community service, and that 182 days is going to feel like forever.
It's been unusual, but that is what the judge ordered, and that is what the sentence is. There's also some restitution involved in all of this. The California Department of Insurance says they're always on the lookout for fraudsters, and if you do that, you too could end up in weekend jail.
That's not the strongest of messages.
52 weeks in a year, that's a lot of weekends.
That's a lot of weekends.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Stupid people have stupid children.
That's true.
If you're stupid, please don't have sex.
Right.
If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals.
Wait, no, that's not what we're saying. Summer started with that song at Coachella and just went up from there. It was a great performance. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. A chance for you to win tickets to Disneyland right after My Chemical Romance on K-Rock. Congratulations to Melissa from Los Angeles. Just got tickets for Disneyland. Your chance to win is coming up soon. What is up with Florida's next?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Seeing right now, a substitute teacher is out of a job after an incident in the classroom at Lake Mineola High School. That's according to deputies.
All right, so it was bad enough that they had to call the police on the spot.
The Lake County School District confirms the substitute was fired this morning. The incident report says Angela Jordan reportedly acted erratically in class, including yelling.
In the report, it also says that she was yelling incoherently. That's even better.
Slamming hands, sexually suggestive dancing.
She was twerking. This substitute teacher was twerking.
And inappropriate sexual comments to students. The sheriff's office says the teacher was cited for a misdemeanor.
She told the students that she was a $1 million prostitute. Not sure what that means.
But was not taken into custody. A student also reported Jordan grabbed the student's head and moved a hand toward her throat.
Wow, aggressive. Grab the head and go to choke the student.
Deputies say the student's parents chose not to press charges.
What are you talking about? Not to press charges? The substitute choked your kid. What?
Deputies say the substitute will still have to appear in court as the case moves forward.
Well, he wasn't the smartest burglar out there, and he certainly made it easy for cops to catch him.
People are dumb. It's coming up next on K-Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have more tickets for Disneyland for you coming up in a few minutes. First, people are dumb. We're going to have to take a couple runs at this story because this dude in New Jersey is spectacular.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Police say 28-year-old Nicholas Maziat broke into a home last night in Rochelle Park, New Jersey.
So he breaks into a house, he's trying to quietly rob them, and they wake up in the middle of the night and scare him off.
When the homeowners discovered him, he bolted and then walked up to the side window of an unmarked car and asked the driver if he was the Lyft driver.
Yeah, are you my Lyft driver? Are you here for Nicholas Maziat?
But this was no Lyft driver. This was a cop.
It was an unmarked police car that was sitting there when he walked out of the house and got in the back seat, and the officer said, "No, I'm not a Lyft driver, but welcome." This is one of my favorite stories in a long time.
Trying to make a getaway, a burglar mistakes an unmarked police car for his Lyft ride.
First of all, a Lyft driver as a getaway car, not a solid plan. Second of all, it wasn't his Lyft driver.
Dumbass.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with three things at four coming up.
I'm going to tell you about a manager at a restaurant who blew out the candles instead of the person whose birthday that it was.
It's coming up on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day. Today is a weird one. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a 48-year-old man in Portland, Oregon was charged with breaking and entering after sneaking into a closed Barnes & Noble just after midnight through a propped emergency exit, all so he could finish the last 47 pages of a thriller he'd been reading in the store's armchair section for four straight afternoons and couldn't stop thinking about it. Police say he found the book in the dark using his phone flashlight, returned to the same chair he'd been using all week, pulled out his reading glasses and got down to business. Officers later found him sitting calmly with the closed book in his lap, looking like, quote, a man who had just processed something significant. And when they asked if he was okay, he simply said the ending wasn't what he expected, and he declined to elaborate. Barnes & Noble have dropped the charges. And now I just really want to know what book was this guy reading? Now, God, they could use this as a way to sell it. Number two, a viral video from 360 Rooftop Bar shows a birthday celebration taking an unexpected turn when a manager suddenly leans over and blows out the candles on a cake brought by the group. And she did this while they were in the middle of singing Happy Birthday. The group of friends and family celebrating together are visibly shocked as the manager then says the cake can't be eaten inside due to the venue policy on outside food. The incident has sparked massive debate online, with many criticizing the manager's behavior as unprofessional and disrespectful, regardless of policy. Others say that restrictions on outside food are common for liability and health reasons, though the way it was handled drew widespread backlash. Yeah. No official response has been issued by the restaurant, and it remains unclear if any action has been taken, but all I know is that manager felt no emotion when she blew out those candles. She was savage as hell.
Yes, she was.
And number three, over the past weekend in Beijing, China, during the 2026 Beijing E-Town Half Marathon, more than 100 humanoid robots ran alongside roughly 12,000 human runners as part of a major robotics showcase. One standout robot named Lightning finished the 13.1-mile race in just 50 minutes and 26 seconds, actually beating the current human half marathon world record pace by over 7 minutes.
Who cares?
The robots ran on separate parallel course for safety, and while some stumbled or collided with barriers along the way, or some just went completely rogue, and then you just see programmers running after them with laptops in their hands, which was my favorite part, the event highlighted how quickly humanoid robotics is improving compared to just last year, when the fastest robot took more than 2.5 hours to finish the same distance. And I just hate all of this so much because they're really trying to put these robots out into the world.
Yes.
And I hate it.
Agreed.
So if we can destroy these robots, join me.
Let's stop doing that.
Let's stop doing it. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Beck is a weird artist. I love him. I don't always love everything he does, but most of the time I come around to the stuff that I didn't like at first. This is a strange song. It's called Ride Lonesome, and it's by Beck. It's described as emotionally introspective and kind of tied to the sonic world of Sea Change and Morning Phase. He also announced a Ride Lonesome tour, a 25-date North American run. If you get a chance to see him, please do. This is Ride Lonesome. It's Beck. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I respect anybody who swings for the fences like Beck does. That's called Ride Lonesome. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We want you to be part of the 70th celebration at Disneyland Resort.
And another chance for you to win a 4-pack of tickets is coming up on K-Rock.
Sick New World is coming to Las Vegas this Friday.
And we've got your tickets. You're going to see System of a Down, Korn, Evanescence, and more. And that's coming up during 5 o'clock story time on K-Rock.
It is time for your stories. Story time. This one is based out of Florida. A substitute teacher was arrested.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this report.
Right now, a substitute teacher is out of a job after an incident in the classroom at Lake Mineola High School. That's according to deputies. The Lake County School District confirms the substitute was fired this morning. The incident report says Angela Jordan reportedly acted erratically in class, including yelling.
She was screaming erratically. They said it didn't even make sense.
Oh, God.
What she was saying.
Slamming hands, sexually suggestive dancing.
She was twerking.
Oh!
This substitute teacher was twerking. She was twerking.
Wow.
And inappropriate sexual comments to students. The sheriff's office says the teacher was cited for a misdemeanor, but was not taken into custody. A student also reported Jordan grabbed the student's head and moved a hand toward her throat.
What?
So she's grabbing the student's head and putting her hand up toward her throat to choke her.
Oh, my God.
And listen to this next part.
Deputies say the student's parents chose not to press charges.
What? Why?
When do you press charges?
Oh, my God. How bad does it have to get? Jesus.
Listen, she didn't lose consciousness. It's all right. All right, so we're going to talk about weird teachers, weird things that your teachers did. It could be a permanent teacher, it could be a substitute.
Yes.
Whatever it was, you had something weird that your teacher did. And did you ever have one?
Well, the one I think I've told this before, but I just will never forget my fifth grade teacher catching me and two of my friends chewing gum, and she made us spit the gum out and she placed our names underneath each piece of gum on a paper, like for evidence that she needed to use against us. And I will just never forget how extreme I thought and ridiculous I thought
what
that
are
was.
You doing?
I was like, they're gonna believe you that we were chewing gum. You know, right. I don't think you need the evidence.
It's not a long shot.
Yeah.
We had a science teacher who lost it one time, and he had a ruler for some reason, I don't remember what for, and he was just banging it on everybody's desk. Bang, bang. I need you to pay attention. And we were all just sitting there like, I don't remember a word he said. I just remember being traumatized.
Terrifying.
Like, this guy's going to kill someone
if
something doesn't change. So something weird that your teacher did. That is the topic at 800-520-1067. You can call with your stories or you can text with them as well.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to Sick New World this Saturday in Vegas with System of a Down, Korn, Evanescence, and more.
Something weird your teacher did. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, what's something weird your teacher did?
I was in sixth grade at Raymond School in Fullerton, and I was cracking jokes, and the teacher snuck up behind me with a yardstick, wooden yardstick, and literally broke it across the back of my head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Those were different times.
Those were different times for sure.
I told my mom, and my mom's like, what were you doing wrong?
Yeah, of course.
Your mom's right.
Yep.
Your mom is right.
Yeah.
We are taking your phone calls and texts on something weird your teacher did.
323 says, Mr. B, we were riling up our group during our dissection project. The crowd over our station drew him over. To show he was serious, he started a karate routine. When we got silent in confusion, he went to a back room wearing a yellow karate belt and a headband and wanted me and my friend to try and punch him. Oh, my God. I kind of love Mr. B. I'm not going to lie.
We brought up a story about a half hour ago about a twerking substitute teacher. And we brought up the question, something weird that your teacher did. And for your best call and texts,
We're going to hook you up with tickets to go to Sick New World this Saturday in Vegas with System, Korn, Evanescence, and more.
All right. What's something weird your teacher did?
Yes. So in high school, like our English teacher junior year, if she would get really upset, she'd start, like, shaking.
Oh, no.
And literally say, I'll kill you.
I
was, like, staying quiet. It was, like, right before all of us really had cell phones or definitely didn't have cameras or anything on our phones.
So she would shake and yell, I'll kill you.
Yeah, she was, like, telling her late 60s.
Wow. Would she say that to one student that was pushing her buttons or to the whole class?
You know, I was trying to remember that, if she was saying it, like, specifically to someone, but I feel like it was just to the whole class. And nobody would, like, respond. God. Nobody would laugh. Nobody would do anything. We'd just kind of, like, stare and just, like, okay, well.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I went to an all-girls Catholic high school. And our teacher was a male teacher, and we were really chatty girls in high school. He made us put our foreheads on the desk and our arms out for about, like, 5 minutes straight.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that some kind of torture?
It seemed like it. He was a very odd teacher. He would talk about his mom in a weird way. Almost sexually.
What
would he say about his mom?
He would call her mother. So he would say, mother and I go to bed at certain times.
Oh no!
I don't love this for you. So I don't gross. Love it for you.
Did you guys ever try to go and tell anybody that he was doing this?
He's fine, whatever. We thought it was like jokes. And we were in high school. We didn't know any better.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but
it
turns out later on, he ended up marrying a student later on.
Oh,
later.
Boy.
Oh, wow.
After mother passed.
You had to wait for her to get out of the way. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so I used to have this teacher, and he was really inappropriate with a lot of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would, like, he would actually tell us that he got cheated on. And then these girls would be like, oh, man, you didn't deserve it. And then he would literally curl up in a corner. And, like, act all depressed and choose not to teach us at all.
What?
Like, 80? Yeah.
Wait, he would curl up in a ball like a baby on the floor?
Yes, I'm not lying.
K-Rock, hello.
My English teacher, in my senior year, we would be reading, like popcorn, and he would rub my earlobe when I was reading.
Wait.
No.
Hold up. What do you mean he would rub your earlobe?
Like he'd stand next to the desk.
No. Nope.
Did you tell him to stop?
Only favorites. So it was like me and a couple other people.
What the hell?
Did you like it?
I don't know.
You liked it. You liked being the favorite.
He liked being the favorite. You sure did. All right.
Help me.
Something weird that your teacher did is the topic. Your calls and or texts at 800-520-1067. We're taking your phones and texts about something weird your teacher did.
323 said, I had an English teacher once show us a documentary about Tupac. It was a VHS that he had recorded it on. As the credits ran, he was talking, and all of a sudden there were two girls making out. Everyone gasped, and he turned, and all he said was, calm down, it's softcore.
Taking your calls and texts on something weird your teacher did.
714 said, my third grade teacher didn't like it when I would get up and talk to my friends. I did it a lot, so he wrapped one of those cardboard voting booths around my table and duct tape my feet to the floor. My mom said she never knew he did that or she would have pressed charges. Oh my God.
I'm sorry to laugh,
Wow.
Most of the time we bring up a topic and then we try to guess what kind of calls we'll get.
Not today. No way.
It was sort of impossible. Who could have seen it coming? We are talking about something weird your teacher did.
Yes, it actually wasn't a teacher. It was a campus security guard.
Okay.
We were at a party and we caught him smoking crack.
Nice!
And needless to say, from that point on, he never gave us a problem when he would catch us off campus.
I love it. You had a whole pass for the rest of the time. Was this college or high school?
This was high school.
High school. Wow.
You gotta love blackmail, man.
Nothing better. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. I was in eighth grade, and I was my English teacher. She told us to read this book and then answer the question. Then she pulled out the largest jar of mayonnaise I've ever seen and a spoon, and she started eating the mayonnaise.
Wait, she wasn't putting it on something else?
Nope, straight into her mouth.
This is my nightmare.
Oh.
I hate mayonnaise so much. That's disgusting.
Would she finish the whole jar?
I don't know. I stopped looking up because I got so disgusted.
I don't blame you.
You had to look away.
That's so gross.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
My teacher, he thought at the end of the year it'd be cool to sing us opera.
He sang opera to you guys?
Yeah. And he also taught us poker.
He taught you poker?
How old are you now and how old were you then?
I'm 12.
You're 12.
This is my current teacher right now.
Oh!
Your current teacher taught you how to play poker.
Yeah.
How does your mom feel about it?
I'm proud of her.
She must have won. Did you win money?
No.
Oh.
Well, he needs to teach you better then.
He's
That's
a bad
on
teacher.
Him.
Mm-hmm. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I was in the fifth grade, and I had gotten in trouble for bringing fireworks to school, so I had to stay in at recess. And while I was passing out graded papers, I noticed my teacher was kind of kneeled down behind her desk and looking at me weird. And then she left the classroom. And then I was curious. So I looked behind her desk and there was like a puddle, looked like water. But as I got closer, I could smell something.
Oh.
So she actually peed on the floor.
Oh, no.
I just froze. I didn't know what to do. And then recess was over, so I had to clean it up. And I just never said anything about it.
But she knew you saw it and cleaned it up.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, she was just kind of giving me looks over her shoulder. And
wow.
I don't want to get in trouble anymore. So I just never said anything.
Oh, my God.
She never said, like, sorry about the whole pee thing?
Right.
Nope. All right.
What is happening? What is going on?
Wow. I don't know. One stands out for me.
There can only be one in this batch of phone calls, and that is the earlobe.
Yeah.
Earlobe. So that's Corey.
Hey, Corey.
What's up?
You called to say that when you were reading, your teacher would rub your earlobes.
Yeah.
And then you also confessed that you kind of liked it, which really cleared.
Wait, was that a joke, or were you being serious?
I don't know.
Good on you. You are our winner. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yeah!
You got tickets to Sick New World with System and Korn and Evanescence. It's this Saturday.
Sick New World.
If you are looking for a good time outside, we've got tickets for Disneyland.
So Be Color 20 coming up next on K-Rock.